May the words of my mouth, the meditations of all our hearts, always be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our salvation. Amen. I have no memory of my baptism. I know when it was, September 8th, 1963. I know where it was, All Saints Church in Ridgeway, Ontario, in the Diocese of Niagara. And I know the name of the priest who baptized me, the Reverend C.T. Stringer. But the actual event, I have no memory. And I'm sure there are pictures of it in the family photo album, but my sister is the keeper of the photos, so I can't even look at them to spark a memory. All I have to commemorate that day is a small certificate in an indescript frame sitting on the mantle in my office. However, I have been part of many baptisms over the past 30 years of ministry. Each one is special, whether they are small infants like I was, or adults making a commitment for themselves. Each and every one of them have a special moment for me. But there is one baptism that I remember very well. I was visiting a friend in Hamilton who was a Baptist minister and who at the time was chaplain to McMaster University. And he led a large congregation of university students who worshiped on Sunday evenings. The Sunday when I was visiting him, there was going to be three baptisms that night. Three young people expressing their desire to be baptized. I had never been to a baptism before, but I had talked to him about it many times. The Baptist Church, as you know, practices full immersion adult baptism. And before a person is baptized, they are asked to make a statement about why they are seeking baptism. Now, I was in awe of these three young people. The statements that they made talked about feeling lost in life, no direction, feeling completely alone. However, when each one of them talked about a friend who had invited them to church, they spoke about finding something that they did not know that they needed. Someplace where they belonged, and that they knew they were no longer alone, and that God had been in their lives all along, but they had not been able to see God. Following their statements of desire, the pastor invited them one by one into the large baptismal font at the front of the room. The pastor cradled their head in one hand and grasped their hands over their chest and pushed them down into the water. They were held there under the water for a little bit of time. And when they came up, they were gasping for breath. Soaking wet, they came out of the font with a rather stunned look on their faces, which quickly turned to smiles. This is kind of how I see Jesus' baptism taking place. Coming to the Jordan River, Jesus approaches John and asks to be baptized. And just as he is coming out of the water, he sees the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice from heaven saying, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." This is a revelation of the Creator, Son, and Spirit that loudly proclaims the intent of the triune God. And the intent is good news indeed. It is a message of belonging, and it is a description of God's relationship with Jesus and with us. The heavens rip open and the Holy Spirit descends on Jesus, and there is a sense of permanent presence, a constant companionship between the two. And they think that the point of that gospel is making is that the promise of belonging and love made by God from heaven is given teeth by the sending of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit will be with Jesus during his ministry on earth. God does not leave Jesus without hope or help. God declares to Jesus, "You are my son, you are the beloved." And it's not difficult to imagine that they say that saying will stay with Jesus during the entirety of his ministry. Following today's gospel story, Jesus is immediately sent out into the desert and tempted. And day after day, as he had attempted to doubt by encountering the suffering of this world throughout his ministry, as he endures abuse, as he prays for the cup taken away from him in the Garden of Gethsemane, these words of belonging and love, belonging by a bond that cannot be shaken, these words were the foundation on which Jesus brought good news to the poor, release of captives, recovery of sight to the blind, and set free those who are oppressed. They were there when Jesus taught about God's love and healing to this broken world. Sometimes these words would have covered Jesus with a sense of peace, despite the circumstances. Other times, Jesus would sit in the silence of God's love that did not do all that he asked it to do, did not end every challenge he faced, did not stop every attack, and sometimes fell silent. And if Jesus is the last Adam, the firstborn among the dead, who shows us the way that is between God and us, then we learn about how to live in this relationship of love and belonging. Jesus' baptism experience isn't just about him in relation to the Creator and the Spirit. It is a picture of our own place along with them. God does not leave us without hope or help. At our own baptisms, we are reminded that all of God's promises are yes in Jesus Christ, including the promise of the Spirit, who the Creator sends and who Jesus breathes upon all his disciples. At our baptism, we remember that following the experience of Jesus, our co-heir, we are children of God, beloved and cared for. We are people God willingly splits the heavens open for in order to express his love for us. And if you don't believe me, consider that as Jesus died on the cross, there was another splitting in two. At that time, the curtain in the temple, distinguishing the Holy of Holies from the regular people, was torn in two from top to bottom. That is a new relationship that Jesus brings with us and shows us God's love. In Jesus' birth, life, ministry, death, resurrection, ascension, and his promise to return, we get the same message over and over again. God's love will not be held back from his beloved. We may not remember our own baptisms and how they actually took place or the feelings that we felt. But every time we celebrate a person being baptized, we are reminded of the promises that were made at our baptism. We are given an opportunity to renew our sense of belonging in that deep love that God has for us. And we are reminded that for us, and for all people, there is a love so deep that we are never separated from it. Amen.